I don't know what it is. Every time Scott City comes to Lake, and there's something unusual that happens. And I think it happened tonight, even in the throwback gym here tonight. And it was a wild game, but your team made the plays, especially in that third quarter, to pick up the road victory.
The third quarter was big for us. We didn't give up as many threes in the third quarter, which let us kind of push that lead out. But you don't want to get Prescott to stop. That was such a halftime was, you know, if they keep scoring on you, they're going to set the press up. If you can get a stop, they won't. And we were able to do that in the third quarter.
Well, it was a game that had 15 lead changes and about 8 ties in the game and about 20 lives lost tonight to survive in advance here. But, you know what, you were down early on 8-2 and really never had a big deficit all night, really, maybe more than 3 the rest of the night there. But then that third quarter, you finally got some things going, go on that big 17-0 run and just – you could tell the time Lakin was maybe getting a little winded, fatigued, frustrated combination, and then they came with 1 second to breath there in that fourth quarter.
When you shoot the three the way that they do, they're always going to be in a game, you know, and if they're hitting them, even more so. So, I really just thought we didn't execute our game plan as far as how we were guarding dribble handoffs, what we were doing with ball screens and any of those things. We gave them way too much space, and Henry Chow kid, man, player, and he's extremely hard to guard because you know he can get off the bounce, he can shoot it a little bit, and finishes extremely well around the basket. So he's a tough guard, and he gets a lot of other guys open too. So I mean, you got to pay attention to him, and when you do that, you give up threes to other guys, and when they're hitting, it's hard to guard.
At times your defense was pretty impressive tonight as well. It didn't force as many turnovers, but maybe tougher shots than Lakin was maybe accustomed to. But Hunter Yeager really stepped up for you scoring tonight. Evan Smith had some big stretches. Joe Evans made some big baskets for you as well in that third quarter.
Joe, I thought Joe could have been a little more deliberate in his deliveries down, I guess, because, you know, there were some I thought he drop step and shoot it over the left shoulder or whatnot, but I thought he could have got even closer to the basket. I thought he was leaving some up there. They were a little bit iffy. He got the roll on a couple of them. There was others I thought he floated away from the basket that he maybe didn't need to. Hunter was big in the first. Hunter, Marshall, and Parker all picking up 2 fouls. You know, we had guys on the bench that stepped up. You know, it doesn't show in the book, but Blaine and Harrison and Brandon and Jaron and all those guys gave us quality minutes, whether it would be on defense or on the boards. You know, for Jaron and Brandon, you know, I thought they did a good job. Blaine did a great job guarding. So we had a lot of guys step up when they needed to.
Well, you get a road victory here, and this is a hard-fought road victory. And I think, you know, it was a lot of fouls here, and that's kind of what Lincoln wants to do. Kind of when they pressure, it's kind of a risk-reward for them. But they bring in 5 in and 5 out, kind of similar to what Collegiate does. And, you know, kept getting hacked, and finally got some to go in there.
Well, biggest thing is right now, in order for us to take maybe another step, better team, is playing against teams like that who are going to pressure you and finding a player on our team that can play against pressure and still get us into our flow and our rhythm offensively. And I thought tonight we did not do that. I think Hunter was aggressive, and he got to the basket, and he made some big baskets when we needed it. But throughout the third quarter and a little bit into the fourth quarter, you have to be able to handle pressure and still get your guys set up where you want to execute your offense, whether you're wasting time or you're still trying to be aggressive to score. And I thought too many times we kind of bailed out and just decided to go. And that's not always a bad idea, but in order for us to take another step to be the, you know, the team we want to be, we've got to be able to do that and play in a rhythm.
Well, you head to Cimarron Tuesday night, a sub-state foe, a possible sub-state foe first round or semifinals or whatnot, but nonetheless, Cimarron, a team that's kind of been up and down this year, but they do have some pretty good shooters.
Yeah, they do. It's different. They're different than the shooters, you know, that Lakin puts on the floor because, I mean, everybody shoots. We got to be ready for them. They got a couple of guys in particular that really shoot the three. So we got to be ready for them. And, you know, we've got to do a better job of keeping the ball in front of us.
Scott City wins here in a wild one here tonight in this gymnasium here, Lakin 69-60. Coach, thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.